Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where three black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth.
The Bachelorette.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And I am overjoyed.
I know. Same. I'm so happy for them.
I'm very happy for Tayshia and Zach.
Yes.
And just how this entire arc came to be.
Yes. Go ahead. What's your thoughts, friend? Go ahead.
I just love how easy their love was.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, their journey was easy. Zach has been just solid this entire time.
Yep.
We've all gone off on, you know, Ivan trains, and we've gone off on Ben. Mm-hmm. Lord have mercy, Ben.
Yeah.
His foolishness trains.
Roller coasters.
Roller coaster. But Zach has definitely just been a steady constant throughout it all.
Yep.
And I love that they're both, like, they've independently been through so much.
Mm-hmm.
Of their own mess, that they deserve this kind of easy love.
Yes, particularly with love. We don't know if Tayshia was ever addicted to anything, but with love, for sure, they've been through it in very similar ways.
In very similar ways. They're both divorced. I love that as well.
Yeah.
I love how neither of them came into this process, not playing games.
Mm-hmm.
And this entire episode was like a what Tayshia deserves moment. The whole thing.
Yep.
The ending, their whole tearful proposal, you and I both on the couch.
Crying.
Wipe away tears.
Yep.
I just loved it. She looks so happy. He looks so happy. They just look so for real, real in love.
Yeah.
I also love how, as she said somewhere in this episode, I think, that Zach wasn't someone who, like, stood out to her on the first night, but every time they had, like, a little moment together, they progressed in some way. And she was intrigued by him, and they had a connection and a chemistry. And, like, their whole journey is very much kind of replicable very almost realistic as how you meet somebody in the real world.
Yeah.
You take your time with them. You get to know them. And then, like, the feelings, like, really, really grow.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have to go through no nonsense mess like she did with Ben.
Yep.
Or even Ivan, we learned, they have their whole kind of, like, underbelly of religion. She didn't have to go through any of that.
Mm-hmm.
They just got to know each other. She kept trying to find things that were wrong. Nothing was wrong. And then she realizes, actually, this is just my person. This is great.
Yep.
Ugh, I love it. Other thoughts? So, Ben.
Oh, God.
Good God. And I was listening to our episode from the one that dropped today. Where you're just like, fuck him, he's straight up trash, and I'm like, but I don't know. So here's the thing with Ben. First of all, there's no way in hell she's gonna choose him and do that for herself. I think her dad's conversation definitely helped. Set her mind straight. But I am still confident in Tayshia that she would have figured that shit out, and she knows that that life trajectory with Ben was about to be real hard.
Yeah.
As much as she definitely had love for him, and as much as there's definitely a strong connection there, and I said last week, like, she would be great for him.
Yes.
He ain't it for her.
No, he ain't giving her nothing.
Mm-mm. No, Bushra and Shrife.
Yeah.
And so I think we all just needed to watch that because it was real. That's real. Mm-hmm. She really mm-hmm. had real feelings yep. for this person.
Yeah.
But it was kind of like looking at these two life paths. Do mm-hmm. I go down a path of just, this is going to be easy love?
Mm-hmm.
He and I did the work on ourselves. Now we've come together and we're just going to build our future together. Or am I going to have to be with this person and help him through his shit,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
get him to the stage where he needs to be? And then it's just going to be a rockier road.
Yeah.
And I think it was interesting to see the Ben versus Zach at the end and her kind of dealing with those two choices and ultimately choosing herself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Exactly.
Just an amazing season. Mm-hmm. I just love the utter sheer lack of gimmicks and yeah. very minimal foolishness drama, even though we did have to do Noah and Bennett's, you know, crap for mm-hmm. however many long. But I love just getting to see this black woman mm-hmm. fall in love.
Yep. And choose the easy route. We never see black women get the easy route.
No.
Tyler Perry has made an entire empire off of black women choosing the hard way.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
God, she got her fairy tale ending.
Sure did. Yeah.
Straight up. I will be tracking them down on Instagram. Oh, I already was rewatching the proposal this morning.
That podcast needs to go. She needs to be on YouTube right now. Yes. Girl, right now. Right now. What's in my bag? Cleaning our room.
Yep.
Bathroom, cleaning hall.
All outfit of the day.
Outfit of the day.
My everyday makeup routine. I'm watching all
of it. All of it.
I want to see it.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. She killed the game this season.
Yep.
All aspects.
Yep.
Hair, beauty.
Mm-hmm.
Just the conversation she had with these men. We've never seen like any before. Just mm-hmm. like the depth that we were able to get to understand and know these guys. We've never seen that with any other bachelorette.
Yep.
Every decision she made. Even the ones where we're like, damn, Tayshia, no, don't bring Ben back. But even mm-hmm. us inside, we're like, but we love Ben, bring him back. Like, we get it. We get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hands down, just top two bachelorettes ever. Yeah. I mean,
for sure.
I love Rachel Lindsay. Love that season, but I was hooked.
Yeah.
This whole thing with Tayshia. Mm-hmm. I was hooked in. So, those are all my thoughts. Nice. Oh, man.
I love them.
So excited. How about you, friend?
Very similar. I love how this season there was very little gimmicks, very little foolishness.
Yep.
The villain wasn't even a real villain because Ben had his own drama and issues going on.
Right.
And he was only the villain because he's like symbolic of what we should never go for.
Right.
And at the end of the day, just so glad that Tayshia only chose Zach, but chose mm-hmm. herself and her life and the way she wants to live the rest of her life.
Yep.
And I saw in a People magazine article that they tweeted out that Tayshia describes this as like a wild love, like a wild mm-hmm. love romance, but it's with, mm-hmm. she chose one of the most stable men. Which is what makes it that like crazy true love that she's like, I don't know if I've ever been in love before because this is so many feelings all at once. Yeah. Also another thought, because I've been seeing lately today on Instagram and a couple of people that I talk to that last night's finale was boring and people were really upset that she chose Zach because he's an addict. And people are having a lot of response around this.
Yeah, yeah.
All of you can drink a cup of bleach. What on earth? What? This is her choice. Oh. This is her decision. He's been sober 9 fucking years.
He's
the head of a rehab center. Okay.
Thank you.
And you guys are walking around saying, oh my God, she chose the meth head. I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Y'all need to sit the whole fuck down somewhere.
Yep.
If you would not date an addict, that's fine. But to literally like name call him and do all this wild shit is so horrible of people mm-hmm. to do, and mm-hmm. just shows how the show is trying to progress and trying to get better with its diversity and mm-hmm. y'all are not willing to go there. You just saw this very ambiguous woman hold the title And that half white, half Mexican woman go off with that very biracial looking man and said, that's enough diversity for us. We don't need nothing else. There's also neurodiversity. There's other sorts of diversity that we need to take into account. And she chose that man because she loves him. Yeah. And that's that. We don't know anything about his story. Yeah. We don't know if he was addicted to meth. What the fuck?
I don't even give a shit. The man is 9 years sober.
Right. Yes.
9 years sober. And why are we so willing to deal with Ben and all his mess?
Yeah, exactly.
Be so forgiving for him.
Right.
Because I get it, too. We see what Ben's going through. He's trying. Yeah. He's going through his own shit. But why are we so willing to forgive him? But with Zach, a man who's 9 years sober, current counselor, addiction counselor, as you said, the board of whatever the hell facility, we got to bring up and drag him down talking about, you know, once that echo, I wouldn't have chose him. Yeah. It would have been me. I saw the stuff, too.
And I'm just like, what the? Men and women alike are like, oh, my gosh, she chose him. Like, what the fuck? Oh, God, that shit is ugly. That shit really got to me today when I was looking at it and reading. Like, oh, my God, it was so boring. And she chose the meth head. Like, what the fuck are y'all talking about?
That's sick. Ooh, that's really sick.
It's bad, yo. Bad.
Yeah. We should even have to explain to grown-ass adults, like, the idea of giving people second chances, and third chances.
Right.
Like,
and this is part of life. When you meet people in real life, they have baggage that you have to decide if you want to keep it or not.
Or not. Right.
Like,
how have they processed it? How have they managed it? And all that Zach has proven to us on this here show is that he's doing quite all right for himself.
And he's doing better than Ben.
Yes. And he's doing better than Ben. Thank you. Thank you.
Which is also no fault of Ben. Ben just went through that last year. But
he's on a whole different path.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
He's not ready for a Tasia.
Right. Right.
Not at all.
That's sorry. That made me really mad today.
Yeah. Yeah. I get it. I totally get it. It's also a generational thing too, because talking with like my aunts and my grandma, so we do our prayer call every Wednesday. And they watch The Bachelor. Yeah. They're down in Jamaica, but they watch The Bachelor, Bachelorette. And last week they were singing that exact tune. Oh, man, I would not choose the addict and this, that, and third. And I'm always like, and I'm barking to them like, he's a great guy, though.
Yeah.
Like, what's the problem? Right. Like, how are you going to say that about people? That's what people say about black people. We get out of jail. Oh, he a thug. He a criminal. He ain't never going to be shit. And it's like, damn, he can't have a past and overcome and try to turn a new page. My aunt was singing a whole different tune this morning. He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. She chose a nice song. I'm like, here we go. But I think it could be generational as well, but also just, people just being very close-minded.
Yes, also, exactly, which just made me so upset.
Mad, yeah. Whew. But I stand. I am waving a Tasia and Zach flag.
Yep.
I'm so, so happy for them, and I loved the whole journey. Keep watching it right now, as you said. Start the YouTube channel. Oh. Let's go.
Please start the YouTube channel. Please. Hannah Brown ain't doing shit on YouTube. And she is like, but putting me to bed. And she has like 500,000 YouTube followers, some crazy, stupid shit.
Oh, God,
girl, Tasia, go ahead and get you a CAA or whoever you with and go get yourself a YouTube channel.
Please. We're here for you. We're ready.
So ready.
Oh, man. So this is going to be a hell of a recap.
Sure is.
This finale was pretty epic.
Yes.
Before we dive in, of course, shout out to the Patreon crew.
Shout out. We love you.
We love you. The crew is bigger than ever.
It is.
Y'all have found us. Standing some way,
strong.
Somehow.
Yes.
The crew is strong. We love you guys. Shout out to all of the day ones. And we were talking about everybody last night off air. Just it's insane what we've been able to build. Just the two of us. Without sponsors, without all the hoopla that everybody else gets. And it's because of the Patreon crew.
It really is, because Jody was a member of the Patreon crew.
Exactly.
She's a huge part of our success this year. But it's honestly now just the three of us.
The three of us. Yeah. And all y'all. Just
and
keeping
all
it going.
Of you guys. Yeah.
Reposting on Instagram and interacting with us on Twitter and just really helping this community grow. And so we're just like forever indebted to you guys and we love it. So yes, please continue, rate, review, subscribe. Hit us up on Twitter. We ain't going nowhere. We're here next week.
Yes, Cast we are. Bios. Cast Bios and then Matt James right in.
Matt James, yep. Jody will be back. We'll chat it up. This new cast of girls.
So excited to have her back.
So yeah, we'll be on Twitter. We ain't going nowhere. The handle is the number 2 BLK girls, the number 1 rose.
And you can email us at the number 2 black girls, the number 1 rose at gmail.com.
Yep. Facebook group is on and popping.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Particularly last night, I saw a lot of just reaction shots.
Yes, like, yeah,
shit happening in the group. It's facebook.com/groups/number2blackgirls number1rose.
Mm-hmm.
Find us on Instagram. Tag Senior Story. Share us with the world. This is part 2 of our finale episode. Let the world know that, you know, we're chanted up, and come follow us. All right, Justine. Do we have any lovely church announcements?
So we actually have, oh my God. Okay, guys, sorry. We're doing this midday and the emails are actually coming in as I guess you guys are listening to finale part 1.
Oh boy.
So shout out to Marissa and Amy so far who have both emailed us. But that's just as of right now at 2:41 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The birthdays we said yesterday, so happy birthday to you guys. And then the cookout crew, shout out to Michaela, Aaron, Shelby, Sarah, Ava, Tracy, Becky, Kalia, Sam, Rachel, Monica, Lexi, Jenna, Marsha, Louisa, Stephanie, and Zakia. Shout out to you guys.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Love you, love you. Bachelor Nation news, it's finale week.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing more important than the stage and hearing what's going on. So
exactly.
We'll cover Bachelor Nation news next week and Cast Bios episode. We'll just do a roundup and just all the mess that's happening.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's dive into this recap.
Let's go.
So we pick up last week where Ben is back.
Mm.
Tasia storms out the room, is in a room with the producer, like
screaming.
There's a rose ceremony.
Yes.
What do I do with that man sitting outside?
Oh my God, I would love the uncut version. Whatever happened there.
I want to see Tasia dropping some F-bombs and cussing people out.
Yep.
Why'd you bring him back?
Yep.
Why was he not on a flight home?
Why? Why?
Y'all had him buried in some suite down yonder on the other side of the resort. And now he's here. He's been here this whole time.
And you let me get ready for this rose ceremony. You know it's an hour left.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Oh God. So she's saying to me, she's like, I really care about Ben, but I sent him home for a reason.
Right.
Now my brain is totally fucked up. Now I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, he in the confessional talking about how he can, you know, tell by looking into her eyes that there's more there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know she has a rose ceremony in an hour, but like I've never felt a way about a woman ever. I just had to come here and tell her this.
Yeah. On my time, because I
on his
thought I would get a rose, but it doesn't matter. I'll come back anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
All on his time.
Terrible.
Let's not worry about inconveniencing Tasia.
Right.
Let's just do this on my
This
time.
Woman who you allegedly love so much.
Right. Good God. So Tasia comes back out. She's still just like stunned that this man is here.
Yep.
And he's still singing his story about how I'm so in love with you. You make me feel like unlike anything I've ever felt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I'm in love with. That line was problematic.
He said a lot of well, I would say two things. Exactly that, for sure. That was very problematic because everything to do with, like, you make me so happy, so you need to be in my life.
My happiness is dependent on you.
You.
So you need to come and do this, play this role for me.
Yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing that really made me upset was, I don't have any expectation of you.
Right.
When he's putting his happiness into her lap.
Mm-hmm.
Also saying, like, I see you being the mother of my children. I see you being my wife. I see you doing this. I dreamed about that. Da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. So that's an expectation, sir.
Yeah. You're expecting a hell of a lot from her right now, actually.
Yes.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
And so he can't even really explain himself. She's like, why didn't you tell me this sooner? Like, what are you doing here? What's the timing? What is all of this? And the biggest ultimate question she asks is, down the road, we're together. Are you going to be there? Are you going to be running away when every time things get hard?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I think, so that was a huge moment. But at the same time, because you can see the conflict within Tasia, she did admit, she's like, I'm not going to lie. Have I missed you? Absolutely.
Right. Feelings didn't vanish overnight.
No, that doesn't vanish. But you coming here, like, I don't know what to do with this. So
yeah.
She tells him that he can come to the rose ceremony, which, whew.
That was nice of her.
That was very nice of her. Mm-hmm. And I think it was a very similar play to, like, Bennett, where Bennett came back, said, I love you. And mm-hmm. it's just, like, it's a lot to hit somebody over the head with. So she's like, you know what? Just come along in the next hour. Hopefully I'll get my mind straight and figure some shit out. But
right.
to just hastily send him home right now, that scares her even more.
Right. And she's giving him the same respect that she gave Bennett when Bennett came back and said, I love you. You know, mm-hmm. it's the same mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah, exactly. Again, I wish she told me sooner because mm-hmm. I was almost there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they walk out. He asks if he could hug her and is still saying he's sorry and all that good stuff. And she don't know what to do or say, but she does eventually hug him.
Mm-hmm.
And then this moment right here, girl.
Mm.
And now we're like 7 minutes into the episode.
Literally.
7 minutes in. They hug and they're about to like part ways, mm-hmm. but they're still kind of like holding hands. And then Tasia just plunges in and kisses him.
Yes, like fully makes out with him.
Fully makes out. And oh, poor girl, she's in her confessional later, like, I kissed him, why did I do that?
Yeah. I feel like her emotions are so all over the place and crazy.
Yeah.
Oof.
She's just overwhelmed.
Yeah. Yep.
It's a lot. Now, Ben, he's singing another tune in his confessional talking about, she just
sealed
kissed
the
me.
Deal.
I sealed the deal. He said, I'm absolutely confident I'm going to get a rose.
Because he does this. This is his game that he plays.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I didn't get what I thought would happen. It's okay. I'll come back and smile.
Yeah.
And everybody will give me what I want again.
Yeah. Yep. That's it. That's it. It's a very similar tune, if not the exact same tune of Bennett.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bennett's just packaged in this, like, blatantly elitist, privileged white man package.
Yes.
So it feels ickier. But this is the same shit, Ben.
Same thing. Yeah.
Same shit. You've gone away with this before. Mm-hmm. It's worked in the past, and you're back again, and it's working right now. So time for the rose ceremony. Apparently, mock turtlenecks are...
I mean, a thing for 130 degree weather in the middle of Palm Springs.
Oh, God. Ivan, it's hot as shit in this. Ivan. What are you doing with another mock turtleneck?
And it was ribbed.
It was ribbed at that. Oof. Between him and Brendan, these mock turtlenecks are just all the rage. They look good. I ain't going to be mad at it.
Yeah, no, they do look good on both of them. They do look nice. Yeah,
it is. Now, Ivan is feeling confident. He steps up.
Yep.
He's feeling great.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's looking forward to meeting her family.
Mm-hmm.
He feels they have the strongest connection. He's ready for engagement. Like, he is very, he feels like he's sealed it. He's in.
He's done. Yeah. And thinking about him, too, he's an engineer. So it doesn't mm-hmm. shock me that he's like, well, we did this, and this. So the probability of it being working out is 92. Like,
right. It's all calculated well, which broke my heart because we all knew.
Yeah. No, we all knew. Yeah. Okay.
We all knew. Now, Zach walks up, meets Chris Harrison, lets Chris know they exchanged I love yous.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels good. He knows there's no guarantees, but he's feeling good because mm-hmm. everything has always been good with them. Suddenly, Ben walks up.
Mm.
Now, Ivan and Zach, they're just like, good God, here we go. Stunned. Again, like, what the hell is happening?
Again.
Again, here we go.
Oh, my God. The amount of surprises they have had to go through is wild to this point.
Mm-hmm. And Ben just kind of explains to them, you know, she invited me here, and, you know, we'll see what happens, and just, you know, chit-chat it up with them. Mm-hmm. Who could care less? And so, like, enough. Just get in line. Fuck it. So, Tasia walks up. She looks like a vision.
Oh, she looks so good.
Beautiful. So good. the whole cutout situation. Gravity wise makes no sense, but whatever.
And then there
super
was
tape.
A slit in the middle with the leg too.
Mm-hmm.
Love.
Whatever tape situation she had under there.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wonder how long it took to remove.
to get that off. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but her boobs, they're just, they cooperate.
They're just great.
They don't need much, mm-hmm. you know, manipulation, it seems. Anyway. All right, boobs, we gotta give them a good talking to.
Oh, please. Oh, talking to. Oh, no. Oh, double God. Masking. Double masking everything. Tape, I'm telling you.
She lets them know mm-hmm. that Fantasy Suites was a huge pivotal moment. Obviously, Brendan's not here.
Right.
And just didn't work out.
That didn't work. So we're here now.
We're here now. Yep. Didn't go into detail. Just called it what it is.
That's so sad.
I know. But she also is like, Ben is here as well. So.
Right. Clearly but I'm going through a lot. Yeah.
Oh, no. Ben is here. And she's like, she said, I'm praying for clarity.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure it all out, guys. Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. She picks up the first rose, then she puts it back down.
Mm-hmm.
Says, Ivan, can we go talk quickly?
Mm-hmm.
Ivan, he was like, now, what was that?
Yeah, because I know you didn't say me. I know you said Ben. I know you did not Ben. Say Ivan.
Ivan, could we go talk? What was that?
Uh-uh.
He's still in the mindset, like, he's just not.
Yeah, like, I'm meeting her parents.
I'm meeting her parents.
Yeah.
Oh, God. So they go off and talk, and Ivan, even as he's sitting, you can tell he still just has no idea. He's about to be blindsided.
Yeah, I know. He was like, I have a new favorite dress. It was so sad. Yeah.
Trying to make small talk and shit. Like, bro, do you know what's about to happen? And so she tells him, she's like, they're talking about the good times. And then she says, you know, there are things that have posed concern.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, religion is a part of my morals and beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the first we're hearing of any of this.
Right. And you know what? It could be the first they've ever talked about it from, Reality Suites. Fantasy Suites. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Fantasy Suites.
Yeah.
Which is really unfortunate because if it's a deal breaker and she had to decide at this late in the game.
Yeah.
That sucks. She could have sent him home after their one-on-one.
Yeah.
You know?
And he apologized. He said, I apologize for not bringing it up sooner, which is to your point. Exactly. It seems like they, for the very first time in Fantasy Suites, talked about something so pivotal.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, I mean, okay, we already know The Bachelor. They're not one for showing religion or conversation about religion. Hannah B was the most we ever got.
Yeah.
But we know that Tayshia is Christian. We've seen this. We've heard this.
Yes, we have. Certainly mm-hmm. her hometown
with Colton. We mm-hmm. saw the cross. We saw the crosses multiple places.
Yes. We see her mom with the big old gold cross necklace.
Right.
Yep.
We've heard her talk about going to pray for clarity. Like we've seen the little nuggets mm-hmm. of Tayshia dropping that her faith is a part of her life.
Mm-hmm.
But it seems like that was the first time I came up with her and Ivan in that Fantasy Suites. And it was a deal breaker.
Yep.
It was a deal breaker. I'm upset we didn't get more confessionals of them talking about mm-hmm. what went down.
Yeah.
Because Ivan's leaving, he kind of just packed them up and shipped them off, and that was it.
That's the thing. They're not, like, recognizing him as a favorite and giving him a little bit more.
A little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They kind of talk it out. He's like, I get it. It sucks. You can tell in his head he was like, fuck, I knew this was a thing.
Yeah.
He knew that this was like a thing. But why as an audience did we not know that this was a thing?
Right. And, well, I guess we didn't know because Ben came back. She was going to give him the rose.
She was going to give Ivan the rose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
God. But yeah, Ivan, he basically packs up in the SUV. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is really sad because I loved them together.
I know, I love them. And I love the idea of Ivan meeting Desmond.
And I loved that idea too. Yes. Him sitting across from them and then just kind of bonding as black men.
Yeah, as black men and then saying about his biracial identity, but that, also like his mm-hmm. brother went to jail, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like that is, ugh. But we didn't get that. We got whack ass Ben talking about she dumped me. You heard? Oh my God. We'll get to it. Sorry. I'm sorry.
No. Lord. But yeah, I think Ivan. Yeah, he's kind of just saying like we make the most sense.
Mm-hmm.
But he knew that the religion thing was a possible breaking point,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
it came to a head, and now he's going home. And he wasn't like blindsided. He was definitely upset, but I think. whatever went down in Fantasy Suites, this was a breaking point. Yeah. And it makes sense that he's going home, I guess. So now Tasia goes back to the guys and lets them know that, you know, with Ivan, things just didn't align on our future.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel confident going to Fantasy Suites with who's by my side. And I can't wait for you guys to meet my family. And it kind of hits me that our two men left are Zach and fucking Ben.
Ben
wiggled his way back in.
Yes, I can't believe that shit either.
What in the world?
He's a villain. He's the villain of the show. I'm telling you, he's the villain of the season.
Oh, my word.
Mm.
I didn't expect this. Brendan sent himself home. Mm-hmm. Ivan's not going home over a deal breaker. We never knew was a deal breaker. And then Ben has wiggled his way back the fuck in.
Mm.
Jesus. Mm. And it's 8:15.
And it is 8:15.
We're 15 minutes into the show.
Oh, people. My God.
Jeez Louise.
Ugh.
Now, the next day, Tasia, again, the looks, just looks upon looks.
Yes, this was a good one.
This was a great one.
Yeah.
It was almost like an upgraded, like, bridesmaid's look.
Yes, it could creep into, like, Express Rayon territory. But it didn't. It looked really nice and slinky.
It looked great.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Little one shoulder peachy pinky.
Yep.
Like gown. Not really gown, but what do you call that? Midi? Midi level?
Yeah. Daytime.
Daytime.
Glam.
Daytime glam. Yeah. We'll call it that. Looked beautiful as always, mm-hmm. what I'm trying to say. Now she's excited. Her family's here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big fucking deal because we all know she's been married. She's been divorced.
Yep.
Her family went through the whole thing with her.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's dragged them here again
mm-hmm.
to potentially be proposed to again. And they're just like, all right, she knows that this is like huge, mm-hmm. huge. And so she meets up with them first. She sits down with them. She lets them know I'm down to two guys. We have Ben and Zach.
Yep.
I'm sitting here thinking, how the hell is she going to explain Zach? How the hell is she going to explain Ben?
Yes.
He just came back yesterday, and mm-hmm. this is one of the final two. How the fuck do you explain this now?
Mm.
Lord. And basically, she was like, you know, funny story about Ben. So he actually went home,
mm-hmm.
and I brought him back. And her dad's face was like, wait, so you know what now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, how did he, this slithery snake, what am I meeting him for?
What am I meeting him for? Mm-hmm. What is this? And she said, yeah, he showed back on my doorstep. We had a conversation. He reassured me. I got what I needed, mm-hmm. which was him kind of professing himself and, like, using his words and mm-hmm. expressing his feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And the dad, he was very accepting. He was like, okay, so it seems like he had a wall up.
Mm-hmm.
And is kind of trying to, because I think his natural inclination as a dad is to be like, fuck this dude. I want nothing to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
He's already breaking my girl's heart.
Yeah.
But he's like, all right, let me kind of try to see Tasia's side and go into this.
Which is nice of him.
Which is very nice of him, uh-huh. yes. So Ben comes in first, walks in very nervous, mm-hmm. talking all low, talking. He just seems very unconfident.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he already know what it is. He knows they know something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, small talk. They're talking about he went to West Point, and he kind of awkwardly brings up, like, I mean, I guess you guys all know she dumped me.
You guys heard she dumped me. And there's so many different ways that Tasia could have told the story. So I guess he's mm-hmm. going with the least flattering,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
is a good approach.
Good little approach for
mm-hmm.
him, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they cheers to second chances, and they're trying to kind of start off on a clean slate.
Yeah, it got a little weird, though. Nice. Got a little awkward in there for a sec.
It was awkward.
Yeah.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying here. Like,
yes, everyone's trying.
The moment.
Yes.
The mom and dad trust her, so they're trying to, you
yeah,
know.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's, yeah, this is not ideal. So Tasia sits with her dad first, and he's like, okay, why Ben?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you know, I get lost with Ben. We have really deep conversations. He's one of the first people I could see myself with. And the dad, very dad-like, he's like, I like his background. The West Point's cool.
Yeah, yeah, you disciplined. Know,
he's driven.
Yeah.
but... more important, I don't want you to have to work so hard to get somebody on the same page as you.
Ooh, the fact that he saw that in 2 minutes.
2 seconds. Yep. He already saw it. Already, he just kind of dropped that nugget. Mm-hmm. That's where I stand. Seems like a great guy, but keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
the mom is sitting with Ben, and he keeps singing the same tune, like, being with her is unlike anything I've ever, like, yes. The way I feel with her is unlike anything I've ever felt.
Mm-hmm.
He keeps repeating that same thing, mm-hmm. like, his feeling with her is, like, he just keeps coming back to that. Not yeah. about Tasia, but about how he feels with her.
Right. Almost as if she is a, ooh, I want to be sensitive with this. I can't think of anything. Trigger warning. Almost like she's a drug.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Like mm-hmm. a high he's trying to chase.
That he's trying to chase. That feeling that he gives her. He needs that feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, mm-hmm. apologies for the comparison because it is not the most sensitive. But, yeah, mm-hmm. that's what it feels like.
That same kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
He likes the feeling he gets with her. And mm-hmm. he's like, I need that feeling more.
All the time. Yeah.
All the time. Yeah. And, yeah, he just keeps saying, I'm in love with your daughter. I've never felt this way. You know, all that jazz. So yeah. Ben sits with the dad now.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you know, what made me come back, even though I was sent home, is mm-hmm. just the way she makes me feel. And, you know, she asked me to show up for her. And across this whole journey, I've shown up for her in little ways, which is not the full truth.
That is Ben. Sure not the full truth, sir.
She had to tug and pull and yank a lot out of you.
We remember when she literally did just the African-American exhale after you said, can we go talk for a minute, when she was doing mm-hmm. her Oscar nominations for Who Gets the Rose.
Mm-hmm.
We all remember mm-hmm. that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Sure do. I don't know. I just even thinking through, like, I don't know how forthcoming Ben would have been if it was Claire here. Would we have learned any of this stuff?
Oh my God. Curious. I know. I don't know.
Or is it really Tasia? She put in that work and she yanked this out of him.
I mean, part of me thinks it is Tasia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when he's talking about I show up for her, this, that, and the third, no, she tugged a lot out of you.
Yeah.
Really, let's look at that. You know, two versions of the truth, whatever. And again, the dad's like, what makes you know you're ready for marriage? He's like, meeting your daughter. You know, full disclosure, I'm in love with her. Now he's telling everybody. Now he's shouting from the rooftop.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
You know, I was afraid to say it before and all that. So the dad, again, he recognizes the good in Ben.
Right.
We see the good.
Yeah.
We see the good intention. He's mm-hmm. a sincere young man, he says. I see the qualities. He has acknowledged how he messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And he even said, he's like, I went from being very doubtful about this young man to, like, I'm open to giving him a chance.
Right. Which is very nice of him. But he also recognized the importance mm-hmm. of why someone wants to get married. And, mm-hmm. like, this girl already been through.
She been through this.
She been through this. So him mm-hmm. saying, like, oh, your daughter.
She's why.
She's why. Like, that's not good enough. The feeling that my daughter gives you is not why you want to get married. That's not right.
No. Something about that don't sound right.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah.
So, yeah, they have, you know, a good little time with the family. They mm-hmm. all get up on electric scooters. They're having fun. Mm-hmm. And then Ben and Tasia kind of ride off. And, yeah, she said she was, you know, already falling in love with Ben. She put her heart on hold when she had to send him home. And him being back, it's like she's getting a refresh, like a refresh with him.
Start, yeah.
Falling in love with him all over again and getting to hear what she needed from him. And she feels good. She feels like she had a good day with Ben and the family. Now, Zach meets the family. And Tasia, you know, she got on the white on white.
Yeah, looking cute. And he hit on black on black.
He hit on the black and black. Love it, little magic. Ebony and ivory in reverse.
Yes, it is cute. That's
cute. And Zach, he's feeling good. He feels he has no reason not to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
He feels great. He feels solid. He said, today is the most important day of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I need to convey to them that I love Tasia. And he's just going in like,
he has a mission. Yep.
Very efficient. And that's that. And so Zach and Tasia roll up. Again, he feels very much at ease. Lets the notes in, you know, honor to meet you guys. Tasia lights up the room, but I see her light up specifically when she talks about you guys. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited to be here. The dad and Tasia, they go off again. And same thing. So tell me about Zach.
Mm-hmm.
What's his deal? And she says, he's a great guy. Makes me smile. Makes me laugh. Just like all of the things. Like there's no story
right.
there.
Right. Yeah.
There's nothing to explain.
Nothing
it's
to just, defend.
Nothing to defend. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It just, it is what it is. It's all great. And she gives them on a scale from 0 to 10. Dad asks her to rate, like, how do you feel? She says, I'm going to give it an 8.95. Yep. Leave that extra 1.05 for you guys. And see how y'all kind of mesh together. And the Zach and the mom are sitting down. And, again, you know, do you love Tasia?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I do love her. I told her the other night. She told it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a beautiful moment between us. And I feel like it just keeps getting stronger. And the mom asked a great question. Mm-hmm. 5 years from now, what's the deal?
Yep.
And he just painted a picture that was just very simple, but also, again, very easy breezy of what,
right,
just the track they're on.
Yes, and just lines up with everything that Tasia wants,
mm-hmm,
too.
Yeah. We're married. We're happy. We're still madly in love. We're starting a family.
Yep. Damn. Boom. That's it.
That's it. Zach sits with the dad, and dad, like, you've been married. I mean, you've been in love before. Mm-hmm. And he tells him, yeah, I was married 24, 25, mm-hmm, lasted about a year and was very forthcoming. He's like, I partied a lot. I didn't know what the hell marriage meant.
Yeah.
I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
He was a little, mm-hmm, vague. I didn't really love how he was like, I was married a year and a half, 2 years. Like, which one is it, sir? I feel like, you know,
somewhere in there.
I don't know.
But yeah, kept it vague. But I think the real crux of it is he's like, I was young. I didn't understand
exactly
marriage.
Yeah.
I'm 36 right now.
Right.
This is 12 years later.
Yes.
I'm a different human.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm a totally different human. And the dad is like, yeah, you learn from your past. Mm-hmm. And, you know, what I don't want this to be is y'all just kind of like wigging it and, mm-hmm, like trying to figure out how to make it work. I need some intentionality. I need to hear that from both of y'all.
Right.
And so Zach, I kind of like how he put this too. He said, you know, when all this goes away, all the, mm-hmm, cameras, all this, you know, shenanigans, general life is not easy.
Right. Right.
And I recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, it's, you know, supporting each other through tough times. That's what he's really looking forward to doing with Tasia. Cause all this fun hopping up and photo shoots and all that great stuff,
mm-hmm,
is great. He's fallen madly in love, but he knows that's not real life.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking forward to them actually being a real couple, which is what you do, which is support each other through foolishness.
Yeah.
And support each other through the strife of life.
Of everyday life, yeah.
Of everyday life. And then he talked a lot about how Tasia said to him how her dad is like her rock, mm-hmm, and how he put her through private school and gave her this amazing life,
mm-hmm,
and how her dad ultimately set like a very high bar, mm-hmm, and a very high expectation of what she expects of a man. And Zach fully acknowledged that and said, it excites me. It doesn't scare me. It excites me to have to live up to this girl's expectations. And he understands the type of caliber of woman that he is getting with Tasia.
Yeah, yeah. And the type, like, of family that he's entering into.
And the type of family he's entering into.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I get it. I see all of this.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for the challenge because I know that this girl is a boss ass bitch and I need to come correct. Trust me, sir, I know.
Yes, yes.
That's basically what I was getting from him in that moment.
Yeah, yeah. And that, like, he did well as a dad,
mm-hmm,
you know, and just, mm-hmm, like, respecting that aspect of it, too.
Absolutely, mm-hmm, yeah. And so the dad, he's loving it. He's like, I like Zach. He's a good man.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing him love my daughter that way and just express himself in that way really put me at ease. So even the dad has a level of ease with Zach that he clearly doesn't have with Ben.
Right, exactly, yeah.
So yeah, great. They have a great little meet and greet. They head out, kiss goodbye, you know,
mm-hmm,
that whole shebang. He's, you know, walking away, still looking back, and,
mm-hmm,
oh, they're so cute. Just love it. Now the next day, Tasia, not really liking this button down jean dress situation.
Not loving it.
Right.
Giving me, what is it now? Justice. Giving me Children's Place, giving me Gymboree. Like, not my fave.
One
that would
of
the
be two.
Cute on somebody who was like 7. But I don't know. On a grown woman, it looked real weird.
Yeah. Just the buttons all the way up. And
they were so big, the buttons. Like, you needed little fingers to clasp the button, you know?
The buttons were giant. Not cute. Yeah. I did not like those.
Me either.
At all. Mm-mm. But yeah, Tasia, she, the next day, she's like, I can just see a beautiful life with either of these guys. I'm really proud of the guys I have. Mm-hmm. Just basically kind of a nod to herself. Like, I'm proud of who I have left. Mm-hmm. And just like the realness I feel with both of them.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very nice. Important to me. But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, mm-hmm. especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helps me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
But she says it's two completely different worlds. She knows a life with Zach and a life with Ben, two different
lives.
Very
different.
Two different life trajectories. So she's there kind of just like, you know, sitting with her thoughts. Suddenly a knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And Tasia, she's literally like, said, you've got to be kidding
yeah,
me.
Yeah. She, I thought she was not going to answer. I thought she was just going to hide under the bed.
Oh God. She's going to be forever traumatized by knocks on doors.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Good God.
Which, I mean, unexpected knocks on doors are the worst.
The worst,
yeah.
But with her, it's like past loves.
Like,
from,
oh God. You know, who is it, Ivan? Who is it?
Rose ceremony cast yeah. come back and haunt her. And so yeah, knock on the door. It's her dad, mm-hmm. which is great. And she said herself that he didn't seem like himself mm-hmm. during the meetings. He said that he seemed a bit reserved. Mm-hmm. So she's like, she needed this. She needed some realness with her dad, real quick. And so, yeah, he's just like, how are you feeling? Are you mm-hmm. confident? What's the deal? And just kind of lets her know the business. Like, look, the family, we've been chatting.
Yep.
And he's like, we don't want you to make the same mistake.
We think this is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. He said, I like Zach.
Yep.
Ben's a good guy, but frankly, I'm worried.
Yeah. About both of them. Can both. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I've seen you hurt before. We cannot let this happen again. Mm-hmm. And Tasia, she, you can tell, like, no matter how grown you are, your dad is your dad. And when he comes yeah. to drop some wisdom, you will sit down like a 4-year-old child and you take that shit in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because she, as she goes down further, she talks about how he saw the pain of the divorce.
That's what it was for me, was yeah. the story that she told mm-hmm. about sitting in her car and about mm-hmm. how her dad just came and sat in her car at 4 a.m. and she mm-hmm. just crying and wailing about her divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's that person. Like, yeah. if that person tells you, like, I don't know about this.
Right. You know? Who came to talk to her. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's who came to talk. That exactly. That took her all the way back to that moment. Yep. Like, shit, that dad has come to talk to me. I need to sit down and listen.
Yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, that was raw. That was just hearing that just really puts you, I don't know, nothing about divorce.
Me either.
I don't know, but it is a whole family thing.
Yes. I've just heard that always from everyone that it's a death.
It's a death.
You know what I mean? It's a grief. Mm-hmm. It's a death. Even if there's children or not, whether or not it is, there's a grieving period. Mm-hmm.
That's deep. So yeah, she's like, I know exactly what he's talking about in this moment. Mm-hmm. And, yeah, you can just tell she's just, even now, like she needed that chat from her dad, but it just is more overwhelming and just stress and.
Yeah. And bring her back to real life. Like, remember that time in real life when you did this, not when you're on the Ferris wheel with this nigga and popping balloons with the other one. Like,
Yeah, and she said even herself, she said she blocked the pain of her divorce out of her mind.
Yeah.
That him bringing this back up is, like, heavy, but she needs to hear it.
Necessary.
Because right now she's on this Ben love train.
Right.
And she's forgetting where she came from.
Yes.
And she needs to be reminded.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the next day, so now we have our final dates, final one-on-ones. Mm-hmm. Zach, he goes first, and he's ecstatic. He's like, this is the last time I'm going to see her before getting engaged.
Yeah.
He's, you know, already in that mindset, just mentally preparing himself for, shit, I'm about to get bound on one knee again.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my person. And Tasia, she shows up. The first thing I wrote, this is a black funeral dress. I was like, who died? What is going on? Why is she showing up to Zach like this?
You know what it is? It's that we've always seen her in these like bound chicka wow wow dresses for so long. And I wrote that it was like kind of elegant, graceful, and nice. I would have liked something shiny on it.
Yeah.
That's what gave it funeral, is that there was no like accoutrements.
Yeah. It's also the daytime.
It's the daytime, but she was like going salsa dancing, whatever the hell.
Right.
I would have loved to see it in red.
Right, a color. I think it was the black that was throwing me.
Yeah. And then I would love to see like a diamond waist chain or something. As an accessory, because it was looking very like demure.
Yeah. It was cute though. I liked it. High neck and like all pleat, like the whole thing was pleated.
Yeah,
I love a pleat.
Mm-hmm.
So they meet up, and again, she's like, "I'm very confident about Zach and where we are, but after talking to my dad, I can't decide if I want to get married again."
Mm-hmm.
So that's now another layer that's in her head.
Yeah.
It's like everything's all fine and hunky-dory, but am I ready to get married and engaged?
Do that again? Yeah.
I need to do that again. Can we just date, keep going?
Or
am I really going to about to get married? Like, what is going on? So they sit and chat, and this is a different Tasia. This is a Tasia who is going through it in her head.
Right, which we haven't seen yet, really.
We have not seen this.
Yeah. No.
She's always, you know, smile, lighting up a room, very direct eye contact, looking at them, feeling good, making them feel good. But she's not feeling good. She's not good.
Yeah.
She's going through it. And she's kind of like hitting him with questions like, so you met my folks. How do you feel? You feel good about yesterday? Mm-hmm. Like, you nervous? How do you feel? Like,
and he's just, like, what? This is fine.
Yeah. He's like, what is this? I'm great. But what's going on with you right now?
Yeah.
It's just a heaviness that she's never really had. Mm-hmm. And he's obviously picking up on it. They go off for their date. They head to the rec center. There's this, you know, couple dancing, and they're their dance instructors who are going to teach them a traditional wedding dance routine.
Oof. These producers, man, just setting everybody up for failure.
What is with all this, the wedding references? Why do we need it, though?
They know. They know that that'll be the only way to stir up drama. They know.
They're really reaching.
With
this. Oh, Jesus. Because I'm almost like, do you guys not want her to get married? I thought the whole point of this is y'all just push engagements and push. But we're pushing her away.
They just want her to struggle through it.
Oh, God.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez Louise. So, yeah, Tasia, she's going through. She's barely enjoying it. She's just.
Yeah, she's all in her head. And when you're all in your head and then you have to learn a dance and then perform on camera, you know, millions of people are gonna watch it. Like, that is
remember choreography.
I would just sit down, my legs open. Fuck this. I'm not doing this.
What else? What else can we do? But yeah, they do the whole dance. They literally, the camera showed their entire dance routine.
Yeah.
It was
yes.
Very cheesy, but
yeah.
I love it. I was cheesing the entire time watching them. Now time for the nighttime portion.
Mm-hmm.
Tasia again looks anything looks cute. She's just wearing a crop top and jeans.
A crop top that she looked like she cut.
Look a self cut, yes. Yeah.
It was like a little asymmetrical crop top.
On a little slant there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Cute, casual, looks great,
yep.
Per use.
Mm-hmm.
And she heads over to Zach's place, and he admits that for the first time he was scared because he could see the heaviness of just, he could feel her heaviness, which they never had that before.
Yeah.
And then also in the back of his mind, Ben is back. That's a big deal.
That is. That he keeps saying another guy. He doesn't even say Ben. He keeps saying another guy. It's funny.
Look, Zach is trying to really keep this all about him and Tasia, and that's it.
Yeah.
He's doing pretty well, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
And so Tasia, she kind of lets him in. And she's like, you know, what she's really worried about is what their future just like how their future might change, how his view of her might change.
Yeah.
She's like, you know, right now I'm like very ambitious and I'm like, I want to conquer the world and very independent. But, you know, later maybe I would just want to be a mom and like raise our five kids. And like, are you going to be okay with that? Will your heart change? Mm-hmm. Like, she's just so used to people running away and opposed to staying with her as she grows into a new person and builds new identities. And that whole issue, which came out of nowhere, but now it's like a thing for her.
Yeah, because she's trying to poke holes and see what's wrong.
She's trying to find out what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
She's really trying to dig.
Even before that, when she was like, there's nothing wrong, when they were sitting on the bed, like, there's nothing wrong with you. And he's like, what if dreams do come true, or whatever the fuck corny ass shit he said. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you just fed me a line! Like, she's trying to pick a fight.
Did you just hit me with a Hallmark card? Yeah. Like, she's
what the
really
fuck kind of shit is that? What do you mean? Yeah.
She is really trying to this dream, this can't be real.
Can't be real. Did you do this to Nate at first?
Yes.
Yeah. Right?
I was hitting him with 21,000 questions every single day in the beginning, trying to dig and find the thing that like, ha, that's it. He ain't it.
Yeah,
that's what you do, I guess. That really is what you do. Shit. Zach, he always knows what to say and how to kind of bring it full circle and kind of show and help her realize, like, you're in your head, we're good, like, let's stop with this.
That's also concerning, too, that
he always has a...
He always has a thing to say.
That is a point of concern, but I don't know, something about him, I just trust him, so...
Yeah, I like him,
I'm
too.
But he lets her know that today is his 9 years... of sobriety anniversary.
It was like his ace that he pulled out his back pocket, like, actually bitch, it's about me here today too, okay?
Right, I'm 9 years sober.
Yep.
And he said, my sobriety is the most important thing in my life. And it allows him, he said, it allows him to run and face life as it comes rather than run away, because he has to wake up every day and fight an addiction. And he's like, it breaks my heart because if I'm given the opportunity to propose to you, it's for life.
Right.
Like, I've done this lifetime commitment thing. I have a lifetime commitment to sobriety. So I get your fear, but I'm not... This is not a wishy-washy tomorrow Tasia changes and I'm done with her. Like,
right.
When I say life, when I say I'm getting down on one knee, I'm proposing, I know what that means because I'm doing that currently.
Right. Oh, love it. Wow.
Love it.
Damn.
Just the amount of introspection.
Yeah. That he can, like, pose it to any element of his life. That's amazing. Damn, Zach. Yeah.
Oof. He doing it. And he's like, 5 years from now, today, tomorrow, I don't, as long as you're happy, that's why I love you. That's it.
But he said, if you want to be a waitress, you want to be a mom, whatever you want to be.
Whatever the fuck you want to do, I am so in love with you. I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
That was nice. And you can see the weight just, like, lift off of her.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's smiling again.
Mm-hmm.
And she said in her confessional, he doesn't just love me, he truly wholeheartedly just cares about me
right.
as a human.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they cheers. And she cheers. I love how she made the cheers about him. Like, it's a man that makes me feel safe, heard, you know, best man I could ever dream of. Cheers to you today. She brought it back to, this is his 9 year sober day.
Yes. Yeah.
That is a huge, huge accomplishment.
It is.
And yes, we're on My Hero show and Finding My Love Journey, yes. but let's just acknowledge you for a second. I just love her.
I know. I love her too. She's great.
They have a great kind of final moment together. They say their goodbyes and...
didn't they look, when you were looking at them, I don't know, maybe it's just me being weird, but when they were looking at each other, I was like, damn, they really look like they want to fuck again. Like, real bad.
Damn. I couldn't remember if these last nights were overnight.
Yeah.
But then when she walked out, I was like, oh, shit, they don't get another time together. They just get to spend the whole night together, but she has to go home. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I get it. She probably like, can we squeeze one out?
Yeah.
Yes. Cameras, can y'all kick rocks?
Can you, yep. Can you leave can for a sec?
But, yeah, she leaves feeling good. She says, I woke up feeling very uneasy, but I'm going home feeling pretty damn good.
Yep.
And honestly, all of that uneasiness comes from Ben, period.
Yeah.
Point blank, period.
Yeah.
None of it's coming from Zach.
Nope.
That's it. So now time for Ben's final day. And they show him showering in this,
oh my God, in a casket shower.
He looked like he was showering in the trailer.
Yeah.
That him and
Tasia
and Ivan had their final. What was this tiny ass shower they had? This man, this
LaQuinta. Y'all should be ashamed that you are selling that to people.
That's wild. I tell you, this place is Motel 6. I told you. Shit's not it.
Oh my God.
But he, you know, he getting ready. He repeating up and down the same shit.
Same thing.
Makes me feel unlike any way I've ever felt before. And he's also very confident. I feel like if I'm going to propose to her, she's going to say yes. Like, he also is feeling very good in his own way, which is...
I don't know where he got that from.
I don't know where he got this confidence. Just because she kissed you and let you back. And I think he really, I don't know though. I don't know what him and Tasia talked about. Cause she could have said, you know what, let's start fresh.
Yeah.
Clean slate.
Yeah.
And it's just trying to move forward. And so I don't know, man. This...
Well, and I feel like I said this yesterday. I don't think I said this. We were recording now. Ben is a nervous talker.
He is.
When he got up at that stage of that rose ceremony, he was yip, yip, yapping to Zach. And Zach was like, nigga, if you don't shut the fuck up. He seems like when he gets nervous, he just gets to rolling. Ooh-wee. Oh, my God. So he's probably just talking. Who knows if he really believes, like,
who knows
what he's really saying. But
that's true. Just chit-chatting it up. Now, Tasia... she got on the same jean dress.
Okay,
yesterday.
There's a little Franken editing happening here.
But that's how you knew it wasn't Ben's day. She didn't even bother to put on a new dress.
No, or... I feel like this is the same day.
You think it's the same day?
Mm-hmm. I think right after Desmond left, she was like, you know who I got to get rid of? Ben.
Dang.
Ben got to go.
Ben got to go. And so you think they filmed the night with Zach? During that nighttime with Zach, Ben had already left?
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
So she was just trying to decipher from Zach whether they needed to get married.
Get engaged or not. Yep.
Yeah, get engaged. Wow. Okay. I was like, did she really just put on the same whole entire dress from yesterday?
No, because her makeup was the exact same.
You're right. Damn, that's an interesting little twist. So she sat down with Zach already knowing that Ben was gone.
Or that was the day after. We don't know. That could have been the day after Zach's date.
Yeah. We don't know.
We don't know what day that was.
That is true. Ooh, the timelines. But yeah, Tasia going into this final moment with Ben, she in her confessional, she lets us know, I know what my heart wants, and I know it's not
Ben. It ain't Ben.
And I do know what I need to do.
Yep.
So I was like, shit, here's the end.
Yep.
That's it. We're not going to a final, you know.
No, we're not going to have no corny ass date. We're not going to have no rose ceremony.
No, we're not going to have that moment where he walks up at the final and then he's about to get down and she says, stand back up. And then
She can't do this to this man. Not this
No. She's ending it right here, right now. So yeah, she heads to Ben's place. He lets her in. They sit and chat and she tells him, you know, this whole week I've been thinking about our journey. You know, you really set the bar for people because you've been very vulnerable with me. And I fell in love with you more and more with every layer that he should. He really kind of showed his whole ass to her, honestly.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, look, this week has been a heavy week and I care about you so much, but I just feel like my heart is with someone else.
Yeah.
Oh, and
God, I love her. I love, she knows what she wants, man.
She knows exactly what she wants. She knows exactly what she wants, and she's not going to put herself through any more strife to try to figure out this Ben situation.
Yep.
She knows in her heart of hearts, and her daddy told her so, that this ain't it.
Her daddy told her so.
And he, you could just, his eyes and his face just changed. It was hitting him that this is...
The jig is up.
The jig is up. This is it. Oh, God. I fell for him. I fell for him.
You did.
I did. It's... He... Ugh. What am I trying to articulate? Because he ain't shit. He does live in this world where he kind of gets away and says everything and gets a second chance over and over with her and whatnot. But that's the world he lives in. This shit works.
And so
now we're watching him for the first time, it not working. And it's still a blow.
That's true. Yeah.
It was still hard and sad to kind of see his face like, oh, fuck, this isn't working. And the woman I'm in love with is sending me home right now.
And she really like flipped it on him. Like she surprised him at his door.
You felt, you saw the moment strike him.
It
ain't working this time, bro. And so in true Tasia form, she kind of, you know, I don't want you to second guess anything. I gave you the rose last night because I really did want to see if this could, if this was it. And I did want to give you that second chance. Like all of that was true. But it is what it is. You gotta go. And Ben, I think also, cause you could see as he's trying to like say to her, like, I'm happy for you. Like, I was hopeful. This is somehow I saw it ending, whatever. The little credit I can give him, cause you could see the walls closing in and him putting those walls back up. But you could also see him fighting through it. You could see him fighting and trying to vocalize emotions and feelings and get his words together to express himself and not do what he normally does. It was just like, all right, shut down. Bye.
Right.
So that's true. The growth that's happening.
That's true. Yes. Mm-hmm. He did do that.
Yeah. He's got to keep doing that work, though. Just not here with Tasia.
Not at all. He has to keep doing that with whoever got him together before.
Exactly. But yeah, they hug. He's holding on for dear life.
He is. Because he's hoping that third chance is going to come rolling through.
He still has hope for the third chance.
Oh, God.
Good Lord, Ben. But yeah, he kind of walks her out and you can tell he wanted to close that door real quick.
He wanted to slam it in her face.
And be done. Yes. But yeah, he's got to go. He's like, I don't know what to do now. I lost a really good thing.
Yeah.
Our life would have been so good.
Yeah.
She's perfect for me. And this is a mean lesson to Ben.
I know that he had to learn thrice now.
Thrice.
Damn.
My dude.
You hard-headed.
Ooh. This is a mean lesson because this, if we roll all the way back to hometowns when Auntie Antonia told him you are in love with her, go tell her.
Yeah.
We might be watching a whole different ending.
Exactly. Yep.
We might be watching a whole different ending, and he knows that.
Yep.
So to sit and live with that, whew. But this ain't your girl.
Right. This is not your person.
Now the next morning, Tasia, she's getting ready. She's feeling great. I can say wholeheartedly that Zach is my person.
Yep.
Words can't describe the love I have for him. she's still kind of vocalizing some fear of like things maybe changing in the future.
Right. Yeah, of course.
Blah, 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 blah. Still trying to hold on to the what ifs, mm-hmm, but mm-hmm. By and large, she's like feeling very good. Meanwhile,
the overdone.
I don't even know how else to call this man.
The overcooked fish fillet. Ooh, walks up to Zach's door. Oh my God.
Mr. Neil Lane himself.
Deep fried. Oh my God.
Oh, glistening in the sun. He's
looking
so shiny.
Like a baseball glove with a glazed
Ooh.
Donut.
Oh, a glazed donut. A Krispy Kreme.
A Krispy Kreme.
Yeah. So, and his skin is so smooth.
But
that's what
yeah.
the glazed donut got yes. me. It is.
It's so shiny, but you could tell that he's like 78 years old.
He's 100. But he's been nipping and tucking for the past 40 years. Yes. Good God.
Oh my goodness.
So Zach gets his Neil Lane moment, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. sits and chats with Neil Lane, kicks out the ring. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, just overjoyed. He's ready for this. He can't wait to propose,
yeah,
all that good
right.
stuff. Tasia's getting fitted in her final dress.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts on the final dress?
Didn't love it.
Same.
Didn't love it.
I hated the back.
Hated
the detailing
the
on the back. What the fuck? It looked like Band-Aids.
Yes, it did look like Band-Aids.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she obviously looked great in it, blah, blah, whatever.
Yeah.
I love the color.
I did.
The color was white in some. Silver, pewter.
Yeah.
It was like
yeah.
giving you a lot of moments, which was nice.
Yeah.
But I hated how she didn't look like she could walk in it.
Yeah, the struggle.
Yeah.
Made her walk through the damn desert. And I was like, can somebody help her?
Can someone cut a slit in the back of
cut
this?
Cut a slit. Like, get some movement, uh-huh. more movement in the bottom. Yeah, wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
But yeah, she's going in. She's still, you know, she's wondering. This is where we're unclear whether she's going to get married or not, or get engaged. Or not.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we know she's going to have this final moment, but what's it going to be exactly?
Mm-hmm.
And she's wondering if, you know, is it too much too soon?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do we have to do this? She's not doubting Zach. She's
right.
doubting the whole wedding concept.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say the institution
engagement.
Of marriage, but...
Yes. Right.
<That's indeed.
laughs> This engagement, this bullshit-ass engagement
yes.
that y'all trying to push me through.
Yes.
Do I need to do this? So, yeah, she meets up with Chris Harrison, her mm-hmm. final moment. They're in this, like, desert. I don't know where the fuck this was.
I don't know somewhere. Where it was either, but production did a great job on this set.
I did like it. The... What do they call those? Like, pumice feathers or something?
I have
that?
No clue. So okay. that sounds right.
But the like decor with the feathers.
With the feathers and then the fire pits they had going.
Yeah.
It was nice.
It was nice. Mm-hmm. The desert kind of vibe. Mm-hmm. It was interesting. I liked it though. But yeah, she meets up with Chris Harrison and she's like, who knows that there's only one guy left. So she's like,
right.
you know, I love him so much.
Yeah.
I actually question the fact if I've ever been in love.
Yes. Because
like
this,
true love.
This is a whole different thing when the love is like
mm-hmm.
wild and crazy. You're not bored at all, but
mm-hmm.
the guy
mm-hmm.
is like, "Yeah, I'll be here for you forever."
Mm-hmm.
You know,
just solid, stable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just kind of standing there because Harrison, and she just like starts to cry.
Yeah.
And he's like, "What's up? Like,
yeah.
are you good?
Yeah,
like, you good?
Because there's only one guy here. So
there's
what are you crying
guy.
About?
What is it? Are these happy tears, sad tears?
Yeah.
What's happening?" And she's like, I'm just excited.
Yeah.
She's just so happy. She's
yeah.
so overwhelmingly happy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's just a lot to take in. It's happy tears.
Yeah.
It's all happy tears.
And she
but
has been through so much in the past, like,
yeah.
5 days.
Yeah, alone.
She's
right.
been through a lot, man.
Yeah, it is. So, she walks through the little desert
mm-hmm.
to the final moment. You see the final rose sitting there. It's all sinking in like
yeah,
shit.
Like,
this is my
God
this
damn.
Is it.
Yeah.
God damn, I'm down to the one.
And very
oh,
few
man.
People, I feel, well, very few actually,
mm-hmm.
know when they're going to get proposed to and like have to walk up to it as if
to
it is the
it.
Aisle. Like,
ooh, that's true.
This is very rare. You usually
this
get surprised.
You usually are surprised.
Yeah. So
she is walking up to the moment
mm-hmm.
that is coming. It's a lot to take in and feel. And Damn, that's a good point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man. So Zach shows up.
Yes. On his cute little blue suit. Blue suit. I love his a blue suit.
I do love it.
It is nice. Yeah.
And he's, you know, I think we saw Chris Harrison. He's like, mm-hmm. I feel like I'm exactly where I should be.
Yep.
She's everything I could have ever hoped for. Mm-hmm. He also, at this point, he knows, he has no idea Ben went home.
Right. So he's like, he, could be somebody else. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. But what I love about Zach, and he does know that Ben went home. And so he still kind of in the back of his mind is like, shit, I'm going in. There's heartbreak is for me mm-hmm. is at the end of this potentially. What he said was, I owe it to her to go into this moment without fear.
Yes. I love that too. Ooh.
That gave me chills.
I know.
I love that. He's like, I can't doubt this. Yeah. I know what we have. Yeah. We know what we have. We looked into each other's eyes and said, I love mm-hmm. you. We've done all the work. There's nothing. We've tried. She's dug and tried and tried to find things.
Yes.
There's nothing. So I owe it to her to go in without fear.
And she's terrified. So in order for us to like really make this work, I need to help her through this, which is going to be the happiest moment that we're gonna probably gonna ever have.
Yeah, yeah.
Woo, Zach, damn.
God, Zach. Mm. Woo! It's the chills. Yeah. I just love it. This moment.
Yeah.
So he meets up with Tasia mm-hmm. and gives his speech, boy.
Yep.
Gives his whole speech about from their first conversation at the fountain and how they talked about everything happening for a reason. And he came here. He's like, I came here because I was supposed to meet you. Mm-hmm. I was supposed to fall in love with you.
Yeah.
And nothing has ever felt so right in my entire life. Mm-hmm. You've helped me experience a love I did not know existed.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you, Tasia. I love you because you're a strong, independent woman. You make everybody better.
Love this list. Love this Oscar nominations list.
Yes.
Love it. Love it.
Love it. Sing her praises. Yeah. Go right ahead. You drive me absolutely wild. Mm-hmm. I love everything about you. You spoke about loyalty, and I promise to be loyal to you.
And I listened. When he said, you spoke about loyalty, ooh, and I listened, I was like, oh, my God. Oh, that's it. Yep. That's all you need to say is I listened.
I listened to you. Oh, yeah.
Man.
That's so true. Clutch. Clutch, clutch. And Tasia, she gives her speech back. Mm-hmm. You know, the first night I was very excited for the possibility. Didn't know if true love was a possibility.
Yeah.
I met you. I thought to myself, this man is different.
He's different. Yeah.
You know, this was not a Ben. This was not a person who stood out to her or whatever.
Right.
This is different.
Yeah.
But he's kind. He shows gratitude. Mm-hmm. He has the biggest smile. He's been through a lot. Mm-hmm. He's never given up. And she's like, I never thought I would get married again. You know, I really hit rock bottom with that divorce, that whole situation. And I know that I told you I love you, but.
And then she.
The longest fucking pause.
Inhaled, exhaled, inhaled, exhaled. I was like, girl, what are you doing?
Heart
oh my God. Was like, I was like, is she about to drop dead on the floor? What is about to happen?
What is happening? Is she not choosing him? Is that the next twist that we did? I can't. And she said, it's more than that. Mm. It's a wild, wild love that I've tried for so many reasons mm-hmm. not to believe in it. And I deserve a love with a man like you who would not run away.
Yeah.
It's real. I feel it too.
Mm.
I want to jump in the fountains all over the world or whatever.
Oh, she was such saying. A nice, cute tradition that we'll definitely get arrested for.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like, I also love you, Zach mm-hmm, Clark, and mm-hmm. I'll do absolutely anything to keep that smile on your face.
Oh, I'm stealing some of this.
Some good stuff, man.
This is a good one.
Good stuff.
This is a good one, Tasia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I love it. I love how she broke it down. Like, this is a wild love. Yeah. I know you feel it because you keep talking about it. I feel it too.
Yes.
And I know you see me trying to pick and choose and try to grasp for straws, but it is what it is. Yeah. We're wildly in love. This shit is real.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh God. And he says more. Now he's going into his proposal,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Mm-hmm.
And he got choked up too, which was cute.
I know.
He said, night of my hometown, you know, you walked in and my parents, they got to see this huge smile on my face. You gave them the best gift ever. Mm-hmm. They haven't seen me smile and happy like that in years, and you did that. Aww. That's you. And she, you can see her like taking it all in and like, oh my God, this is insane. This love that we have.
This is wild. Like this is once in a lifetime shit. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah, you spoke of this idea of someone choosing you. Mm-hmm. I can't picture another day, moment, year, whatever without you in my life. Mm-hmm. And if you let me, I'm going to choose you now, tomorrow, next week, all that jazz.
Yeah.
She's balling. I'm balling. I'm balling on the other side of the couch.
And I'm looking at that moment of her with her shoulder shaking, holding in that cry. I was like, they edited the shit out of this. The fuck out of that. Because I thought she was crying by herself.
I thought, yes, they've been playing this little preview moment of her crying in her hands. We didn't know that was the fucking proposal. She just got the post to. Shit.
They did a good job with that editing.
They did a great job there. Mm. And my man Zach got on one knee and this ring. This is a great ring.
You liked it?
I liked it.
Wasn't my favorite.
It was not a teardrop. It wasn't an oval shape. It wasn't all that other gross shit that they always bring up. It was a nice, like, princess cut, square type cut, whatever. Emerald cut. Very gaudy. A lot of.
That's what I don't like.
That's good for Tasia, though. She love it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's a Tasia ring.
Yeah.
She loves it.
That's true. I like a big fatty in the middle. I like one big fat one.
Just one solitaire. I'm more on that train, too.
Yep.
But this, I thought it was a good fitting ring for Tasia. Yeah. She could wear this and wear it well. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, he proposed. She said yes. They're happy in love. Screaming. They're jumping. Yeah. I'm screaming. I'm jumping. I just love is. I mean, this true love. This story. This journey. Watching this here black woman choose herself.
Honestly, we haven't seen this since Rachel.
Nope.
On TV. Yeah,
exactly. The parallels.
We saw the Justine parallels. From Love Island fall in love like this.
Mm-hmm.
And Rachel. That's it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
We saw the same. Rachel had to have this devastating breakup with Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that she also loved, but also knew that that life was about to be hard with shucking and jiving for his love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going over here and I'm choosing me and I'm choosing the man that is right there waiting like, what up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, love it. Mm-hmm. Love it. Love it. I'm just also happy that they're both, Tasia and Zach are both divorced and together found love again with each other.
Yes. And I think both
that also is beautiful.
And they both gave up on the type of love they have together, which I also love. Mm. Right? Like Zach gave up on, he was like, I'm gonna be the cool single uncle. Like you know? And Tasia was like, I don't know if I'll ever get married again. Let me just keep going on these shows and see what happens. And then they found each other in this crazy way. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. Amazing, amazing. So yeah, a cute little moment at the end. They kind of dip out. Zach hails a taxi.
Yeah,
little cardboard.
A little cardboard taxi
reappears. They're off to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And then before I could even blink,
I mean, before I could just take a breath and be like, "Wow, here we go into some
Matt James preview
goonery of Matt James preview.
Jeez.
Crowns, crying scepters."
Right.
Foolishness.
Oh my God.
Ugh.
I think they really, they're like, because Matt James, he comes back in what, 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah.
They, before they get people to click off, they're like, and before you go, we got Matt James, don't forget.
And don't forget, that's January 4th.
Yeah. Like, before you click the channel, we got this, don't forget.
Yeah.
Damn, can I relish in Tasia a little bit longer? Goddamn.
Yeah.
But yeah, Matt James, he's coming up next.
Mm-hmm.
And we did see a little different trailer.
Yeah, we saw some more footage.
A little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
We see him saying that he's a commercial real estate broker in New York.
So he don't have no kind of career. Yeah, I don't know what that means.
I thought he ran a nonprofit. I thought he was the face of Lululemon. I thought he was a model.
The face of Lululemon.
Or something. Wasn't he that? Was that what's his face?
Oh my God, is that Dale? I don't know. Dale was the face of a lot.
Oh, face of a lot. Yeah. I thought Matt did something with Lululemon.
I don't know.
But now that they're selling the commercial real estate in New York.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I'll take it. Black man with a job.
Yeah.
So we get the preview, lots of adventurous dates, clearly they're getting to do a lot more in this.
In Pennsylvania, yeah.
In Pennsylvania where they're filming. Mm-hmm. We see him kissing Baldy with the hoops.
Yes.
Love to see it.
We see a lot of melanin in this trailer.
A lot of melanin.
Yeah.
There's a lot of melanin in his cast.
Yeah.
It is highly melanated. Mm-hmm. I'm not mad at it. We do see some white girl talking about how I do acknowledge color.
Yeah, what?
Love is love, no matter what it means.
First of all, I am so sick and tired of heterosexual people stealing these quotes from the LGBTQIA plus community. Y'all, please.
Love wins.
Y'all need to stop saying love wins.
They do.
I say y'all, I'm fully straight.
Right. We need to stop this,
we
guys.
We need to stop as a collective.
We need to stop this.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm preparing myself for these conversations about color and diversity.
Yeah,
and
that no one is prepared to have. Chris Harrison, not a single producer in the background, not a single executive at ABC, and definitely not Matt James.
And I don't want to see no white girl having this convo either.
Mm-hmm. No, but get you.
I also want to see
it. I'm getting my soapbox ready. Dust it off, girl, because I can tell we're going to be sitting on it.
I think so. Mm-hmm. The only thing I want to see, a Ivan Tasia type convo, some real shit.
I would love to see
talking
that.
About what it's like being black in America, them finding love. Yes. That I want to see. Him sitting up with Baldy in the hoops talking about blackness.
Yeah.
Show me that.
Yeah. Or
I want to see
even Baldy with the hoops and another black contestant.
Mm-hmm. That too.
I would love to see that as well.
Let me see those conversations.
Yeah.
I don't need Becky over here telling me about love is love and color wins and justice. I don't want that. So just seeing it in the trailer, I was like, here we go.
Yep.
Dust it off. Mm-hmm. Dust off the soapbox.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we see a lot of girls crying. We see girls are going to be fighting till the death for this man.
Yeah. Because everybody's saying how he's so cute and all this.
This is also very evidently a younger. We're back to the younger
back
cast
to the
of
young
women.
Ones. Yep.
So the cattiness and the fighting till the death for this, beautiful man is going to be a whole thing. We see some girl is apparently a sugar baby or an escort. And
very exciting.
I'm excited for that storyline.
I'm excited for that too. And
they
are not seeming to frame it in a diversity way, but that's okay. We're just back to shaming her for being a sugar baby, which is honestly, I wish I thought of being a sugar baby. Okay.
I wish I didn't have shame and I would.
Well, hello? Because Sally Mae is knocking on my door on January 31st. I wish I did.
I wish.
Ain't no shame in that, but okay. Yeah, let's make her part of the preview.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
I can't wait to see what that's going to be.
Yeah,
we're bringing back the gimmicks. We're bringing back there's some girl named Victoria who looks ugly and looks like a bitch.
She does and look ugly. How did she stay for this long?
I don't know. She looked busted as hell.
She does not look cute. She's cute, ugly, and a bitch.
And a bitch?
Oh, God. I hate calling people ugly, but it's just because her personality just seems awful from the 3 seconds she was on the screen.
Yes. We captured her saying, if Matt sends her home, I'll want to fuck him because that would be so hot.
Oh my God. That is evil.
This is the cast we're coming
this
with.
This is, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, bunch of girls going crazy. Mm-hmm. Matt crying. He's obviously going to go through it at some point.
Yeah.
He's talking about just scared coming from a broken home, broken marriage, broken family,
and
how it affected his family and not wanting to put them through it again and wanting to make the right choice and yada yada. And then we see him at the end holding a big ugly teardrop diamond ring about to propose to somebody. I hate this ring. Why do they all choose this?
They must be the ones that just don't sell. And this is so Neil gives it to all these people for free.
Is there a discount?
It
there
must
be.
It's got to be.
That's like the biggest, that's the most chosen shape of all of them.
Yeah.
And here we go again. Matt James got the same damn shape. But yeah.
Yeah.
That's the episode, my friends.
That's the season, guys.
That's the season. Aww. I'm so sad. This was such a great season.
Yep.
Love Tasia. Thank you, girl, for giving us this.
Ooh, thank you, girl. Ooh-wee. After quarantine, after everything that people have been through this year. Mm-hmm. We needed a nice love story with some beautiful people and some realness happening on the screen of all years. This was not the year for only one I can think of is Waboom or a Leia or none of that stupid goonery.
We didn't have time for this.
Nope.
Just give us the good stuff. Yep. We deserved it.
This is perfect.
We did. But that's it, guys. We'll be back next week.
Yep.
Closing out Tasia, moving express right in.
Ain't no stopping.
Ain't no stopping. Right into Matt James. Mm-hmm. We got cast bios with Jody, the editor.
Yes.
Next week. And then Matt James premiere starting off January 4th.
Yep.
And I feel like I got to collect myself before his season starts. Because I don't want to be on a – I don't want to be mean. I don't want to be –
Yeah, me either. Me either. And I already called that girl ugly and a bitch.
I know. We already – the energy already. We already like – Oh my God.
I need a goal of like go to 3 hot yoga classes before – recapping before Matt James season.
Right. Have some grace for this man.
Yes.
Have some grace for this man. Yeah. Let me give these girls a chance.
Yes.
We're going to be very critical as we always are and unfiltered and
all that. We're going to say it. We ain't afraid.
Combing through with a fine tooth comb, seeing what these producers are doing, what these conversations going to be, how are they. What are they doing differently? We got a black man now, finally.
Yes.
What's the storytelling going to be like?
Mm-hmm.
I love the progress that we've seen with Tasia's season.
Love it. Yeah, it's been really good.
It was great. Mm-hmm. What are we going to do with Matt James? Mm-hmm. So let us collect ourselves.
Yes.
And then.
We'll be back on schedule.
We'll be back on schedule. Exactly. All right, guys. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.